Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What's up, friends? I just spoke with Diane Jones. She is part of the Camp Blodgett Guild. Yes, that's right. They are auctioning off a Tom Brady jersey to help fund, I guess, camp scholarships for underserved youths who just want to go to camp and enjoy the fun along Lake Michigan. So to do that, this amazing event is coming up. So I'm going to talk to Diane Jones about the jersey, the guild, the kids, the camp, how you can help, all in the show notes of this. Enjoy my time with Diane Jones from the Camp Blodgett Guild. All right, Diane, I was excited to see that a Tom Brady jersey is up for auction, and I was even more excited to see that it was going for an amazing cause. Please tell us about it.
Yes, thank you. We're excited to have this Tom Brady jersey in town as well, and it's benefiting Camp Blodgett out on the shores of Lake Michigan in West Olive. I'm a member of the Camp Blodgett Guild, which is a fundraising arm for Camp Blodgett, and the group has been around for 110 years. I've been a member since 1978. So we've been raising money, and actually we helped start the cabin. Our guild did, or started the camp back in 1912.
So you all get together as a group. You do fun things to raise money for people who need to go to camp.
We do. We do. We've raised, we've built cabins, arts and craft cabin, chapel, swimming pool. And once a year, we have an annual fundraiser. And that's how we raise funds for a lot of the large items that we support the camp with.
So the camp is, it runs, well, during the summer months. And we talked about how a lot of underserved young people in the community would otherwise not have a chance to go and experience this type of adventure, correct?
That's really true. The first year I joined, I was shocked when I heard that, you know, the kids that go there, many of them have never seen Lake Michigan. And a lot of them are shocked that they receive three meals a day. So this is for the summer camp. And throughout the years, the camp grew. And now there are year-round programs offered, both a STEM program. And then a lot of the campers said, well, what do we do now that we've aged out of camp? And so a young leaders program was developed. And so now kids can stay in as teenagers and learn about leadership and practice that within the community. So it's an amazing success story.
So taking the momentum from the camp, and as they transition from childhood to young adulthood, they're learning skills to help them in the classroom, in the business world, whatever it may be.
That's right. And there's a special program that just started a few months ago, actually. And it helps them to explore colleges, technical schools, apply for schools, apply for scholarships. So that's one of the programs also offered by the camp. So it's very exciting.
So that's a lot of time that you've spent in the guild. How did it go about it when someone reached out to you and said, hey, this is, people get pulled in directions all the time about joining boards and being part of various groups, but it sounds like it must be very rewarding for you to do that for the amount of time that you've done.
I know. I really enjoy the Guild. I enjoy the women that are the members. We have formed lifelong friends. And I think that's part of it. It's more than just helping the camp, but our focus is always on the kids. And I think that's what really has held us together for all that time. So
I saw on one of the pictures, Mrs. Van Andel at one of the events. Is she involved in the Guild as well? Or was she like donating something fantastic, or was she part of it?
No, actually, she was probably a guest at that time. Okay. So we have guests that attend. We have, auctions and sponsors. So sometimes it could be that their foundation was a sponsor.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yes.
So there's a red carpet gala that you're having at Lee's on the east side of Grand Rapids coming up. Is that that's on Wednesday, right?
Correct. On Wednesday, we're having a red carpet gala. And we'll be walking the red carpet with photographers, walking right up to Lee's, which is an upscale women's boutique here in town. And they will be hosting us for a wonderful evening of just celebrating the kids and doing a little shopping and seeing some fashions and learning about the proper way to put your, create a little eye beauty. So a lot is going on.
What? Now, when it all started to unfold, I found out that you reached out to me and said that, and if you can tell me the relationship of how this all got started, but a Tom Brady jersey autographed is available to help raise money for this. First of all, can you tell me the story of how this jersey came to be for you to auction it off?
Absolutely. I have always been on the marketing committee. So always helping with sponsorships, helping with the auction, trying to find really exciting auction items. And so I knew that I had a Tom Brady connection through my brother. And so I was talking to my brother one day and I said, hey, you know, what would you think if I wrote an email that you could forward on to your friend, Tom Brady Sr., because my brother is golfing friends with Tom Brady Sr., Tom's dad. And he said, he knows about the camp and my involvement. And he said, sure, go ahead and do it. And so I wrote a very compelling email telling all about the camp, why we wanted the signed jersey. And lo and behold, he only gets a handful of these jerseys every year to hand out. And he approved this for Camp Logic.
Wow.
Our Camp Logic Guild.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been to the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Well, that's fantastic because, you know, you have to imagine arguably one of the most popular athletes in the history of anything gets a lot of these, even if they are from people that know Mr. Brady and things like that. That has to be, that's a very unique thing. And now you have in your possession one of a kind item that you're auctioning off to help raise money for the camp. That's when you reached out to me, and here we are trying to get the word out to get people to go big or go home and make a donation for the only one in the world like it, authenticated in several ways, which, you know, and I understand that in authenticating, you know a thing or two about this. It could just be a phone call is all you need from Mr. Brady to authenticate the jersey.
That's right. And we have that. That's our extra special surprise for the winner. The winner will receive a call from Tom Brady Sr., Tom's dad, and we'll be able to talk with him, ask him a few questions. So we're real excited to authenticate the jersey in that way.
So I can just imagine, because Mr. Brady at some point had to go, Tom, I need you to sign this. There had to be that moment where that actually took place, you know. Oh, come on, Dad, or whatever. But that's kind of the way it goes.
It is. I've been to a couple of signings like that where the sports figures and entertainment figures do the signing. It's quite an awesome sight to see.
Okay. So now we have been hitting the beating the streets with this, trying to get the word out for people to bid on it. And this is a very unique auction because not only is it a silent auction, but you don't know what everyone else is bidding if you are a potential bidder, correct?
That's correct. It is a blind bid. You decide on some sort of creative number. You decide how generous you want to be to support the camp, and you place your bid in any number of ways.
Right. So I'll just say the starting bid has to be the minimum bid of $2,000 for this. But it could go up to whatever it's going to go up to. It just depends on how much you want the jersey or how much you want to help out the cause.
Correct. And we'll find that out.
Now, I will have listed in the show notes of this all the ways they can do it, but they can do it by a phone call, by an email, and by a website. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Sure.
And if you want to buy a ticket to the event, there are a few tickets left, so they might want to attend the event.
Sure.
And they can bid at the event. That's the last time that they can place their bid.
Well, as of this recording, this is being recorded on Monday, May 2nd. So that means you have until close of business Tuesday, May 3rd. Is that right? Or is it end of the 11:59 Tuesday?
No, it's 5 p.m. on May 3rd.
5 p.m. May 3rd to get either a phone call, an email, or through the website to place your bid. Other than that, you must buy a ticket for the event, which I will also link up, and then go. And then you can make an in-person bid. Still the same scenario, blind and silent.
Absolutely. It's sealed. There are going to be envelopes at that event. So you will place your bid, place it in the envelope. And the bidding ends at 7 p.m. And we'll be announcing about 7:15 or so the winner.
Very fun. Very fun. Well, I think you guys, you're going to raise a ton of money for it. It's exciting to know that people like you all exist in the community doing these great things to help underserved people be able to do what we talked about earlier at Camp Blodgett. So good on you for doing all of that. So I think I've covered everything, but is there anything at all, Diane, that you think I'm missing that we need to mention?
I think you've done a really good job of mentioning everything. I think, again, we focus on the kids because really the kids are our future. And so when you're bidding on a Tom Brady jersey, think about that. I think Tom embodies, you know, family. I mean, I'm a U of M grad. I've watched him throughout the years. No matter where he plays, I watch his games. I cheer for him. And he always at the end of each game, you'll notice that when he is interviewed, he always sends his love to his wife, his children, and his parents. So he's a real family man. And we really think he embodies what Camp Blodgett is all about. So we we really think a lot of him, and we're just really thankful that his dad allowed us to have one of his jerseys.
No, it's true. It's very sweet. That's the impression I've gotten whenever I've seen people speaking to him. Even there's times when he's talking, he doesn't know the camera's on him, and he just seems as normal as anybody else. So that's really fantastic. Okay. Well, Diane, you guys are going to do awesome. I appreciate you joining me to help me explain this to the folks, and hopefully they will go ahead and make a bid to help out with this.
Yes. Bid generously.
Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.